Pastor Eric Miller.
We will enter in, Father, as you have directed. Father, we thank you for your glory being in this place. Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. You may have your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen to me, as a family, as a church, I can tell you firsthand, as a ministry, we are training in the supernatural. And what that means is for us is we can't, we have to get to the place where supernatural is not foreign to us, but it's a natural occurrence. All right? So that means that money, that means health, that means healing, that means deliverance, all those things are wrapped up in the supernatural realm. All right? The first thing I want to tell you, if you are a believer, you are a supernatural being. All right? If you are a believer. Now, so I need y'all to listen to me very carefully. Knowing that you are a believer and you are a supernatural being. Say, I'm a supernatural being. Now, God wants to, he wants to demonstrate the supernatural with you. Can I put it that way? He wants to demonstrate you can come out of being money problem and come out of money problem. He wants to demonstrate it in your life. You can have some deliverance things going on in your life, and God wants you to be his example. So he want to take you, but he can't do it without your participation. And he can't do it without your cooperation. I don't care what state you in right now. If you just cooperate with God, God can flip your stuff around at a moment. We can be sitting here, God can give you a word, it can flip your stuff right away. It can turn your stuff around. Did we say today, turn around? You know, you in the midst of a turnaround. So what I'm saying is, I'm saying it like this. I'm saying because you are a supernatural being, hallelujah, you don't have to stay in the state that you're in right now. You know, you got it. There's a definite day for you to your stuff to turn around in the favor that God has set it aside to be. I don't care what your situation is saying to you. I don't care what it looks like in the natural. I don't care. All I'm telling you, you are a supernatural being. You have been designed for supernatural activity, and it can happen at any moment. Hallelujah. Now, I have to explain to you. When I'm talking about the supernatural, in the supernatural realm, faith has to stay in the atmosphere. What has to stay in the atmosphere? Faith has to stay in the atmosphere because faith is the dimension that gets you going in the supernatural. So you got to keep faith in the atmosphere. But faith don't start because you get in. Faith have to keep going so you can get more. All right? Because we are not just satisfied with one thing happening in our life until God can satisfy everything that's on your mind right now. Until that thing can be settled in your mind right now. To that thing that's activating you right now. The thing that's trying to push you around right now. Until that's satisfied, you got to keep. You got to keep faith going. You got to keep faith in the atmosphere. Amen. Now, when you're talking about keeping faith in the atmosphere, your faith cannot be based on somebody else's revelation. Your faith has got to be based on your revelation, what's real to you. Because when you walk out of this building, your revelation has still have to be able to stand. It can't stand because we are here in family and it sounds good. You have to have a revelation when you walk out of here that what God has said, you received it and you're able to apply it wherever you are. Faith without works are dead. In other words, you have to show something. You have to show God that you really trust him. All right? This ministry, because we in training, you're going to see a lot of stuff happening. Remember the other week I was telling you there was a woman in here. I felt the pain in my leg that got healed. She in this room. So I expect something to happen. I expected when Brother Cherry stood up for prayer last week, I expected him to receive because the atmosphere, y'all ain't listening to me. The supernatural ain't waiting for a special day. A supernatural can happen at any moment. You just keep your faith in the right place. You can pull whatever it is that's going on with you. And I guarantee you, he can tell you, he pulled something out of the atmosphere. He don't even know it. He was pulling because I told him, can you lift your hands? He lifted his one hand. But what he did was he didn't realize lifting his hand was saying, God, I need your help. Y'all ain't listening to me. God, I need you. I've been to the doctor. I've done x-ray. They taking blood. But Lord, ain't no answer came through. So I'm going to lift my hand today as an act of surrender. Now, Lord, you and your power can answer this problem. I guarantee you. He didn't know what he was doing, but he was doing it. What he was doing was stepping out on faith. And I guarantee you, he can probably testify and tell you when he walked out of here, condition changed. Oh, my God. The condition changed, I guarantee you. See, when you get in the realm of the supernatural, I'm preaching whether you know it or not. I'm going to give you a scripture in a minute. But when you get in the atmosphere of the supernatural, it's in the eternal realm, but it's in the now realm. You know, what I'm saying is, the enemy wants you to, either he want to take you into tomorrow or take you back to yesterday. All right? But with God, you have to stay in the now with God. You got to stay in the present moment with God. Because at any moment, you can step out of one thing and into another. What I'm saying like this, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? You don't know when your moment is. You don't know when your moment is. Your moment could be right here and right now. You could be sitting in your lap, slap dab in your moment. And you don't, if you don't recognize, if your faith is not in operation, you may miss your moment. And your moment have to come back around again.
Yes,
yes. I remember jumping out of aircraft, a C-130. And I remember when we got to the door, well, we had to stand up. He told everybody to stand up. You know, and you can't really hear once you get in the atmosphere. You have to be able to do when you get in the atmosphere. So when we were in the atmosphere, he opened the door and it was so loud, you could not hear. You could only go with hand signals when the doors came open. So when the doors came open, he would say, when he said stand up, he would stand in the middle. We were both on both sides. Stand up. All he did is stand there. We knew that was stand up. Y'all listen to me. Then when we got to where he said he got to the door, he opened the door. He made sure there was no objects in the way. He cleared the passageway. Then he said, what he would have, and the man that's in the front would always give the signal to everybody else. So he had to be paying attention in the process. Hallelujah. He said he would do this. And that would mean 1 minute, and then I would holler out 1 minute. Well, I wasn't at the front of the line at that time. And the man, when he would say, then he would say 30 seconds. And then he said, stand in the door. That means stand in the door. So we get in the door, the first person to get in the door. And when he say go, everybody moving. You not stopping, you know. And happened, so happened, this person was in front of me, when they got to the door, he said, go, go, go. And the person in front of me stopped and sat down. But you can't stop and sit. You in it now. You can't stop and sit down because you in it now. So what he did, he kicked her out the door. Ah, y'all don't understand. Sometimes God gonna have to kick you out. Somebody he gonna have to kick your behind out. You can't sit down right here, right now. It ain't time for you to sit. It's time for you to jump. It's time for you to jump. Y'all listen to me. It's time for you to jump at this moment. So he kicked her out and held me up. And he said, you're gonna have to do another pass. You have to go around another time. You have to go around. Cause your moment ain't not yet. Oh my. Your moment ain't yet. Your moment got to come. We got to go around one more time. So we had to do another student body right to come around. Oh my God. Yeah, my God. And when we got around the second time, I'm the one that's calling the shots now. I'm the one. He said, now, once he cleared the way, he said, stand in the door. So I'm standing in the door, knees knocking. I'm scared. The wind blowing in my face, my heart beating. I said, Lord. And he said, 1 minute. I'm saying 1 minute, but everything is popping. My heart is boom, boom. I'm in the cloud. Y'all don't understand me. Y'all don't understand me. I'm in the cloud. I'm in the atmosphere. I got to do something in this atmosphere. I can't just stand still. I got to move in this atmosphere. If I'm going to get some results, I got to move in this atmosphere. So I stood in the door. After we got back around, he said, get ready. I said, get ready. And all I can do at that point, he said, go. And when he said, go, I'm going out. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, boom. And I'm looking in the atmosphere. I had to trust what I had been given will work. I had to trust what God had put in me. See, I couldn't trust nobody else's shoot. I had to trust my shoot. My shoot, I had to trust in that atmosphere. Hallelujah. And when I allowed that atmosphere, I flowed in the atmosphere until I got to the ground. And what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, see, when you step into your moment, can't nobody do it with you. You're going to have to learn how to step into your moment by yourself. Because the supernatural, I'm telling you, because you're a supernatural being, you can make it happen. You can make it happen. You can make it happen. In other words, your faith got to get in operation. Oh, man, I got to wait for my notes. That what, man, can I help you a minute? Now, it's in you. Let me tell you this. The Bible says, he that have an ear, let him do what? Okay, now, but you can't hear. Okay, wait. In order to respond properly, where you live, where I live, we got to hear from heaven the right way. Somebody said it over there. When I say you got to hear the right way, you've got to hear beyond just believing. It can't just be believing anymore. Believing is the beginning. Now you got to get to knowing. You got to get to knowing that when you step out on faith, God gonna meet you right where you step out. So the supernatural power is in me. Now, I'm gonna go over here. Say the supernatural power. Is where?
In me.
When?
Now.
Okay, now. You're going to have, just because you're in this body, it doesn't mean you ain't going to encounter nothing. But you are a supernatural being that can solve it. You pack with power. You pack with answer. You pack with the solutions. You pack with it. What's going to release it? I'm trying to get to my notes, y'all. What's going to release that? I got to have a revelation. I got to have a wisdom in the hour that we're in now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have, can I put it what? Apostolic wisdom. Okay, now. In other words, how God want to bring you out or bring you through something, it ain't going to be like nothing you've ever seen. It's going to be how he has chosen to make it happen for you at that moment. Because if I give it, if I do it like I did it for your neighbor, then I won't be the God that I say I am. Because now it's a cookie cutter. What I do is, it can't be a cookie cutter. Y'all hear? So we have to have apostolic what? What that means, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, that means that where you are on your job, at home, in your fight, in your situation, you can hear from God. He can give you an answer right on the spot. And don't neglect it because it don't sound right. Don't neglect it because it don't look right. That don't make sense. That is the very thing you need to just follow that lead. Follow that lead. Follow that, say follow that lead. That lead, it could be very small, very insignificant, but that's a very lead you need to get started, to get going in your operation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power to deliver you up in here today. It's up in here. So I need apostolic wisdom. But I also need prophetic insight. Now, when I say prophetic insight, in your now, God has to show you your future, and you have to bring that preview back to you. In other words, I can see you prospering and being in good health. Now, let me bring that back to you in your present situation. And it don't look like where you are right now that I'm going to prosper and be in good health, because I'm going through pure hell right now. My life is up in shambles right now. But I never stop saying, God never stopped saying, he going to bless you with every spiritual blessing ever. He didn't lie. He didn't lie. He just got to transform you. So I need what? Apostolic. But what else I need? I'm training you to be, you got to be able to say, you got to be able to see, say, and do. I'm training every one of you. You got to be able to see, say, and do. You. But your mind has to be reprogrammed, reconditioned, renewed to do, to see, to say, and do. Your mind. Oh, man. Golly. Y'all with me? Y'all ain't holding me to no notes, are you? You better not be. You ain't holding me to no note, because you can't. Because I want to flow, but I want to give you substance, but I want to flow in a direction that God wants me to go. Because something I'm trying to get to. I need y'all to understand this. I'm not getting you to read your Bible just to read it. I don't get you to spend time in that Bible just to be, to have puffed up with information. I'm not interested in your information. What I'm interested in, you got to be introduced to some truth that can change your life. That's what I'm interested in. And once you get some truth into your life, then when you run into a situation, you got something to pull on. If you don't have anything in you, if you don't have no word in you, so when you do get into a crisis, get into a situation, you can only turn to your senses. You can only turn to your outside man, and your inside man won't get another thought because of the pressure that's on. When you get pressure in your life, there you ain't got time to be pulling out no Bible when you got pressure in your life. The Bible has to already be tucked in you and ready to come out of you at that moment. You can't be looking for the Bible when somebody's slapping you around. You can't be looking for the Bible when the boss say you are fired. You can't be looking for the Bible when you got somebody that's going through a sickness. You can't be looking for the Bible. You are the Bible. You are the answer. You got the word that's within you. The power of God is here to save you. You got to open your, see what I'm saying here? You unfold that. You unfold that. Reading the Bible, I just want y'all to hear me, church. Reading the Bible, it's not for show. Just because you read your Bible, it don't mean you are doing the Bible. It's just you reading the Bible. You can read the newspaper. But what impressed me is when you can take that Bible, eat on it, eat on it, eat on it, eat on it, and then it produced something. That's what impressed me. You don't impress me because you can ra-ta-ta-ta-ra-ta. You don't impress me. What impressed me when you can come out of there with the instruction to do. Y'all ain't listening to me yet. That don't impress me. What impressed me, you have something from God that the next person don't have. Yet just because you got tongues is part of it. It gets you into the atmosphere. That's the language of heaven. But once you come out of the clouds, once you get said, da 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 da, rande de debo so, rondo de roto rata. Once you come out of that cloud, you got to come with some information. More than just information, you better come with some doggone instruction. If you've been in prayer that long and you are not coming out with instruction, something is wrong with your connection. If you ain't coming out with some heavenly instruction, something's wrong with that connection there. Y'all hear me? So I'm not just hitting you to read a Bible. And I'm not trying to get you to have a whole lot of, you know, you have a whole lot of, you just need one scripture. You need your go-to scripture that God, every time you go there, God gonna show you something else. Y'all with me? Because when you leave out of here, you got to take some power. You got to be ready to release that power. Whatever your situation, I got to be able to release some power up in here. Well, it can't be like the pastor said. No, the pastor ain't here. The Bible says, Paul I know, Jesus I know, but where's your God in this process? You talking smack. You were talking smack up in that church at 9 and 11. Now that you out here now, we gonna see who really in charge here. Y'all with me? You talk smack up in 9 and 11. You jump around like you got the world on your shoulder. But once you walk out of this building, hallelujah, who are, look, y'all don't understand. You got to have power in here, and you got to have power out there. I You better believe, because deliverance up in this, baby. It's deliver up in here. Power don't just hang out up in the church. When I walk in, power just walked in. I can change something. Watch it now. Now, let me just do some notes here. I better give you something. I'm gonna just give you a script. Give me 48, Isaiah 48 and 17. I'm gonna just start there. But I have plenty to say. The reason I want you to get in the Word, you got to let the Lord teach you. See, the preacher, pastor, teacher, evangelist, they can instruct you. They can give you they can give you information. You need an impartation from God. You need God to teach you something so you can benefit from it. You don't want to come to church for nothing. You want to come expecting you receive something from God so he can shake up something in your own life. I'm trying to get whatever it is God trying to get. He's trying to get it into your life affairs. The Bible says, thus said the Lord. Who said? Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer. What is he? Then he said, who is he after that? You are the spiritual Israel. He said, the Holy One of Israel. Watch this. What did he say next? What? He do what? He the Lord that what? So he's saying the Lord that teaches me to do what? To benefit from it, right? What he's teaching me, I should benefit from it. You a school teacher. When you teach your students something, you want it to benefit them. Right? So he's saying, teaches thee the prophet. Then he said, he's going to lead me. He's going to teach me and lead me. He's going to teach me something, and then he's going to lead me to something. Amplified. Y'all with me? This is good living here. Go to the message. Y'all read that with me. Ready, read. Oh, my God. The key to this, he said, with this message, who did it come from? What he's trying to do is he said, I'm trying to tell you I am what I need to be in your life. I am what I need to be. You just let me teach you. You just let me teach you. But he want to teach you how.
Yes, to live right.
And what else? I want you to, when you walk out of here, I want whatever I'm trying to teach you, I want you to be able to, it's going to be able to train you to live right and well. Then I want to show you. You better preach. Show you what to do. In other words, watch this now. Just say you're going to make a New Year's resolution of losing weight. All right, I'm just saying. Just say you're gonna make a resolution. I'm not trying to be funny. You really were sincere. But most of the time when we get stuck, we try to teach ourselves.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That didn't go over too well. You get online or you go talking to the whoever you need to talk to. and trying to find how I need to be able to, how can I be able to lose? I want to lose 15 pounds. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying, and so I want to lose 15 pounds. But do you know they don't have your answer? You got your answer.
Yes, it's in us.
But we don't. You want to preach? We don't go down deep enough. God has freely given you something. He's given you him. I am God. I gave you me. I'm the answer for your 15 pounds. Y'all missed it. You missed it. And I want to do it better than that teacher doing it. I want to be better than that trainer doing it. I want to do it healthy-wise, y'all, because sometimes you get on those programs, not as healthy as a program. Y'all with me? Now, can I go to another scripture? First Corinthians 2. Y'all with me? This is good news to me. Lord, I just thank you. We are moving. Training in the supernatural, we are moving. See, when you get into supernatural, everything accelerates. See, listen to me. Paul said, I long to see you that I can impart some spiritual things. Didn't he say that? The Lord said, see, Paul had gone through a transformation. And what he was trying to do, those that were close to him, that was following him, he was trying to impart something. In other words, he was trying to share his life of transformation with them so they can accelerate through life. You don't have to go the same road. You can just receive what I have and you can come out sooner. Why not take the wisdom somebody give you and come out sooner than stay in there and go through all that hell? Sometimes we just stay in stuff too long. You got wisdom all the way around you. And I think sometimes because you don't want nobody to tell you how to do it, you know, but wisdom will tell you. Wisdom going to really, what wisdom is doing, wisdom is not talking for themselves.
That's right.
Wisdom is talking from experience. What I tell you, go. I receive, man. But I need you to get beyond just the part where, man, let me say this first. I'm going to go to Amplified with this one. Sounds better. Y'all with me? You can call this whatever you want to call it. But we're talking about the supernatural. He says, now we have not received the spirit that belongs to who? What you got in you, it was not meant for the world, but it can function in the world. All right? He said, but the Holy Spirit, who is from who? Given to who? Given to us. That we might what? Comprehend. And what else? Oh, hold up, man. Come on, let's read it together. Come on, ready, read. Let's read the whole thing. Let's ready, read.
Now we have not received the Spirit that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God, given to us, that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gift of divine favor and blessing, so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God.
Real. Got to be real. You got to comprehend it. You got to appreciate what he's given you. Right? He's given you him. He's given you his. So realize you got me. Everybody left me, Lord. You got me. He walked out on, he got me. Oh, I'm in this by myself. You got me. I got to pay. You got me. I feel like I'm by myself. You got me. Hey, I don't know where being on this journey. I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. God have to remind you, you ain't by yourself. You ain't in this by yourself. Man, I'm telling who I'm talking to. You ain't in this by yourself. Hallelujah. You think because you going through it doesn't mean that God's not with you. All right. All right. It's good teaching, man. Praise the Lord. The power of God is up in this place. Now, when I say apostolic and prophetic, I'm saying it's a rhythm. It's not one more than the other. What you have to have, you have to have apostolic and prophetic. You have to have balance in the spirit. If you don't have balance in the spirit, you're gonna be lopsided, walking one-sided, and you're not gonna get the whole counsel of God. You need the whole counsel of God. That's why you need apostolic and prophetic. You need to be in a rhythm. You don't need one doing. That's why the church has to be. You have to have government in place in the church, and the government in the church is basically. You've got to have divine order in the church. Because if you don't have divine order in the church won't function right. But then what divine order does, it helps the grace. And the grace is whatever the best gift is for that moment, it's in operation. In other words, we don't need you singing over everybody else every week. This may not be your week. Your grace was for last week. And because everybody jumped up and down for your grace last week, we don't want you to jump out there this week. Be led. Sometimes we do that. But the grace of God helps us with it. But then what it's doing is setting up the glory, the atmosphere of heaven for all of us. So we can benefit. So God can come in. He can heal all. He can help all of us at the same time. Did I give you a scripture? Man, let's go to another one. Let's go to Luke 5, 17. Can I say a few things first? Y'all, man, I'm telling you. I told my wife, man, I said, man, look like I've been off a church for a month. Like I ain't been off a church for a month. It just feel that way. When you're trying to hear, I need write these words down for me. I want you to do this for me. Well, you know what I was telling you? Faith must stay in the atmosphere. Okay. It must stay in the atmosphere of the supernatural. In other words, you could at any moment, you could walk out of a bad situation into a good situation. All right? So, remember I was telling y'all about preparation last week? Or other week for last? Preparation for us as believers starts with renewing our mind. All right? Okay, because you're trying to get in position for the moment. Okay? So you start with, you start with renewing your mind. And renewing your mind is not overnight. Because you got to get in the word enough where they'll start talking to you. You are already talking to it, but you want it to talk back to you. And you need to yield to it so you can respond the right way at the right time. Everybody here, you're going to respond the right way the next time. Everybody in here. So I got preparation. Then I got revelation. Revelation is only going to come as we are preparing. And you prepare through the word. All right? Then you have participation. Is your willingness and obedience to exercise faith y'all with me? Then I have application. It's the acting on the truth in a certain way. See, you get in a situation, God gonna tell you to do it a certain way. It may not make sense, but you got to do it that way. Because that's where your answer is going to come from. Doing it a certain way. You've got to train yourself to do it a certain way. It doesn't matter how it sounds, what it looks like, do it a certain way. It's just like if somebody, like if you go to a, like just say, I don't know, just, like if you sit down at home and the Lord say, I need you to go on the internet and check and see if there are any tickets for sale. I mean, your airline tickets. Or you trying, let's just say you're trying to go on a trip. And the Lord, you sitting there watching TV, and the Lord say, get up, go to the internet right now. You got to be trained enough to hear that voice to move. Because that may be the window. One time we went and got some airline tickets. Wife, it was about 11 o'clock at night. She jumped up. She said, I need to get on. She said, get online. She got online, blah, blah, blah. And she got tickets. She got tickets. And then she was trying to call everybody else. And by the time she got in touch with everybody, the window had closed. I mean, it was only like an hour, 30 minutes at the most. And so what I'm saying is, when God telling you to do something, he's not waiting for you to just sit, oh, is that God? I'll do it when my show go off. You know what I'm saying? And you got to train yourself to not sit there and like you didn't hear nothing. That may be your very moment. You just put that thing on DVR, whatever you need to do. Get on up and get your answer. All right. So I need participation. Application. Manifestation is evidence of obedience fulfilled. Manifestation is evidence of obedience fulfilled. When we're pursuing God, got three kind of groups. You got the followers. People just go to church. All right? They just church goer. They satisfied with a few songs, a word, and they punched their ticket for the week. You got some followers. You're going to have them with you always. Then you got a group called the disciples. Disciples are the disciplined ones. Ones that are faithful. They faithful members. They come. But they are kind of satisfied in a sense of, but people that kind of like, I ain't gonna call them egghead, but they want an explanation for everything. Sometimes when Jesus was trying to show his disciples something, he wasn't always trying to explain it to them. He was trying to show them more than explain. Sometimes, you know, disciple wants you to explain everything. Before I do this, can you explain why we're doing this? Sometimes it ain't necessary for you to get an explanation at that time. You just need to do it. But then we have a group of sons. sons are covenant seekers. They're always pursuing God. They're not satisfied with just a revelation. They're not satisfied with just church service. They're not satisfied with just reading their Bible. Sons are seeking God for all that he is. They're not settled in, you know, the status quo of church living. Y'all with me? Where'd I tell you go? All right, we'll read a little bit of this. Y'all with me? It says here, it came to pass, watch this, on a certain day, right? As he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law, what they were doing? They were sitting by. He said, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. I imagine, you know, they were sitting there, you know, they doctors and they teachers, they sitting there like they know everything. You know what I'm saying? Sitting there, it says they were sitting by. They were sitting by like, you know, I got this. I heard that before. Give me something else. But the power was already present for you to get something. You sitting up, sitting by, and you may need something. Sit up at the stuff that's coming for because you are sitting up because you think you know. That's why you can't get familiar with scriptures. You can't get familiar with scripture. I know that. I heard that 50 million times. But you ain't produced from it 50 million times. So you can hear it. But he said they were there. He said they were sitting by. And I will believe it. I believe it's like this. I believe those Pharisees and those teachers sitting there, they want to control how God want to do something. Instead of just getting in the flow of what God was doing, they want to control the how. Praise the Lord. We can't control how God do it, but God gives us the how, but we can't control the how. God, you can't control how you're going to be free.
That's right. That's right.
You can't control how God going to deliver you. You say, God, I want to be delivered like this. Da-da. I want to look like this when I come out. Oh, y'all with me. I want to look like this when I'm getting delivered. Da-da. Woo! I want to look like, y'all don't understand. So in other words, deliverance can't come on your terms. Because if it comes on your term, you will be riding the wave all the step of the way. No pain, no difficult whatsoever. You'll be riding. Oh, y'all, okay. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, I'm the only one that thought like that. I'm gonna be up on top of this. Yep, sitting on top of the world. So sometimes. You know, when God, that's when God have to be involved. Because your deliverance will get you out. You, if you were in charge of getting you your deliverance, you'd be out so fast it'll make your head swim. But you won't get what you're supposed to get.
That's right.
You won't get the stuff that needs to be, because you need substance coming through that situation. You need to be able to learn something from your experience. You don't just want to come through nothing, not have you, because when you go through something, you got to be learning something, man. You can't be coming through this thing ain't learning nothing. You can't be whining and complaining along the way. You've got to be grabbing hope. Why did I miss this? How did this happen? There is a cause. There is a cause for this happening. There is a cause for that happening. And you're going to get the effects of the cause that you cause.
Yeah, that's right.
You cause what cause. You will cause this thing that's going on in your life. You caused it.
Yeah.
The apostle said, you said, yes, you caused it.
Yeah.
If you got problem somewhere, if you trace it back, you let it in. You called, you made that decision that day to let it in. You caused that.
Yes, sir.
But the power is here to deliver and make you free. And when you know that, then you have to posture yourself to yield and get it.
Yes, yes.
Watch this. Verse 18. Y'all with me? I don't want you to try to control the how. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. Lift your hand. I don't want you to control the how. I just want you to surrender to God just like that. Just like that. And then when you, as you surrender to God, God going, he going to ensure that what you asking him for right here, that you really don't tell everybody, he going to make it so. Praise the Lord. Y'all praying with me for him? Hallelujah. Because he, get out the how. Get out the how. God going to show you. He going to be God in your life. He going to have to show you, praise the Lord, that he going to do this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He preparing you, man. He preparing you. Hallelujah. Let him show you how. Hallelujah. Let him show. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. The how is what causes a lot of us to get stuck. Because you're trying to figure out how. How is this going to happen? How am I going to get out of debt? How am I going to get healed? You are always asking the how and you're asking the why. But you don't need to concern yourself. You got to work with. You got God. God said, I am God. I am healing. I am deliver. What you need? What do you want? You got God. His name alone answers everything. He said, behold, men brought in in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy or paralyzed. And they saw, watch this. Can I say normal ways or normal route? But this kind of thing, what God want to do, it ain't going to come through the, it may not come through the front door. It may not come in the mailbox. It's going to come up that's unusual. You may not ever seen this way before. You ain't seen how God want to bring. They saw means to bring him in. To lay him before the presence of Jesus. Watch this now. All them folk. The power was there to heal all them folk. But they all standing in the crowd. In the midst of the power. They trying to preach over here for me. I better get on this side. In the midst of all that power. All them power, somebody, I guarantee you, all them people in that multitude, somebody in there needed more, just this man with the palsy. It were more people in there that had problems with their body. We had problems with their money, had problems with their relationship. It were more people in there than just one. But he was determined. Watch this now. Verse 19, y'all let me finish. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in. I love it, man. They had exhausted this door won't work. The front door won't work. The back door won't work. The window won't work. But we're going to get in the presence of the Lord Almighty. I ain't coming out without an answer today. I'm getting my answer today. I'm getting my answer today. I'm not leaving this ground without my answer coming in my life today. Today is my, you said there was a certain day. This is my day. I'm going to get my thing. This is my day. Watch this. He said, because of the multitude, all these folk in the way, they don't want nothing. I need to go. I'm coming here to get something. They just standing. They glad to be in your presence. But I want to bring something out of your presence. I want to bring just being in your presence. It's not good enough.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to walk out of here the same condition. He said this because of the multitude. They were in his. I'm not saying they wasn't where they supposed to be. The multitude just wasn't receiving. They were in the right place, but they wouldn't receive. He said, and they went upon the housetop. They let me know they were determined, persistent. Hey, touch, look, I'm not walking out of here. I'm gonna get it one way or the other. If I have to climb, go get that ladder, boy. Go get the ladder. We gonna get this today. We finna get our answer today. Go find that ladder. We don't have a ladder. He said, we don't have a ladder. Well, let's step on each other. Let's get on top of this house. Y'all, he gonna find a way. And let him down through the tiling with his couch. The thing that was carrying him, he was gonna carry it. Watch this. He said, watch this. I'm almost finished. 20. When Jesus saw faith was in the atmosphere. Because faith was in the atmosphere, Jesus spotted faith. Yes. All these people. Gee, look, that's faith. That's faith. I'm doing all this teaching, but there go faith right there. That's faith right. Y'all don't understand. Hallelujah. I see faith. Hallelujah. I'm looking for, I spot faith. I've been teaching all this time, and I just now saw faith. He saw faith. When he saw their faith, guess what? It was not only the boy that was laying on the bed, but it was those fellas that were with him. Them, you better believe it. It was them boys that were, the people that were carrying. In other words, let me tell you this, Mercer, too. That's why you got to make sure you get in a faith camp with those that believe in the way you believe. You can't be just going to anybody. You got to get somebody that's going to believe like you believe. I'm believing to get up off of this bed. Are you with me? I'm believing that. Yeah, I'm with you, man. You can get up off this bed. I believe you can get up off this bed. So he had to have somebody. He had to have somebody that he could get together with. And we weren't just, I believe they wouldn't, they probably, it was beyond just coffee. I believe they may have started out in coffee. They started out in coffee or tea, whatever you want, your preference here. But you know what I'm believing God for? What you believing God for? I'm believing God that I'm going to come up out. I'm going to get up off this bed. And I ain't going to be laying on this bed. No, I'm going to be sitting up there on the table with y'all and say, yeah, you will. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want me to believe with? Yes. That's why you got to have somebody. See, you got to have somebody. I think I preached this one time. You got to have a posse. You got to find your posse. You got a posse that's in the body of Christ to work with you. When you believe in God for something, you find your posse. The posse, they're going to pray like you. They're going to believe like you. They're going to say what you say. The posse is not going to leave you. When they leave your presence, the posse ain't gonna talk about you. Oh, how he think he gonna get up off that bed? Your posse got to be with him. I'm believing God for my brother. I'm believing God that he gonna get up off that bed. I'm believing God that he gonna come out of this mess. I'm believing God he gonna sit down and have coffee with her. Y'all understand what I'm saying? He was saying that he had to find a group of people that was willing to touch and agree. The Bible says where two of them, y'all know what I'm saying, where two or three together in the midst. He in there, right? He in there. So they said, we're gonna agree on this thing. This thing ain't for this thing, you think you coming out sooner than later. And I ain't believing for later. I'm believing for sooner. I'm going to just give you a secret. Just say if you had something going on in your body, We know the pain is there. All right? I'm not disputing the pain. But what you cannot do, you can't give life to the pain.
That's right.
Okay? Get what you need to do to help soothe the pain, but don't give life to the pain. How do you give life to the pain? You start saying out of your mouth, this don't feel, this hurt. Yeah, we know it hurt. But what you've got to do, you've got to start giving it life. The more you talk about it. You know, we used to play ball, and it'd be cold outside. Be real cold outside. And the coach used to always tell us, he said, they cold just like you. They cold just like you. Either you're going to give in to it or you're going to stand up to it. Choose what you're going to do. Oh, my God. So what I'm telling you, you can either give in to it, huh, or you can choose to stand up to it. But you got the power in you right now to make sure that you don't give no more life to what it needs in your life. Give the Lord a hand of praise. I'm finished. Supernaturally bless these seeds, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every seed. Hallelujah, Lord. Every seed, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Every seed explode. Every seed explode. Hallelujah. Every seed explode in the name. Every seed explode in the name of Jesus. Because it takes faith to do this. It's a spiritual operation. So God, because it was in the atmosphere, and God got a touch, and God touched it. Watch. What's going to come from it? In Jesus' name. Explosion. Yes, ma'am. Come on, y'all stand. Y'all stand so I can...